Well, if you'd like to hear that entire flute sonata performed live, you'll have a chance to do that tonight as part of the KUAF Fulbright Summer Chamber Music Festival concert in the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall. Festival organizer and cellist for the ensemble, Stephen Gates, was here to talk to us about tonight's concert.
The Prokofiev Sonata, which starts the program, is in this case for flute and piano. He wrote the sonata, I'm not sure of precisely whether he wrote it for violin or flute. It's played on both instruments. Whether violinists and flutists argue about this, I don't know. There are some pieces that have transcriptions and we're never sure which direction it was meant to go. And in this case, I just don't know if Prokofiev wrote it, say, for one. I mean, they play from the same clef. They play in the same range, roughly. And so he may have just said, oh, well, if you want to play it on fill in the blank, that's fine with me. The more performances I get, the better. So anyway, this is going to be played with flute and piano. The flutist is Rhonda Maines, who's our department chair at the moment, and flutist. And the pianist is a young woman named Shengwan Kwan, who has been here the last two summers, and she'll be coming in for this concert on the 14th and then the one on the 21st. And we're lucky to have her. She's a wonderful player. And the Prokofiev, most people who go to concerts are well familiar with Prokofiev and his style of writing and all this, but he is very much 20th century, but also very much tuneful and congenial with a lot of nifty rhythms and things. The piece starts with a kind of a quiet piano part, and there's this beautiful tune in the flute in this case. And it's just a lovely piece, a substantial piece, I don't know, 30-minute piece or something like that. So we thought that it would pair very nicely with the Brahms trio on the second half, but be substantial enough to stand alone in the first half. The Brahms Trio in B major is an early work that Brahms revised later in his life, and it is maybe his most famous of the three. There are three piano trios with violin, cello, and piano. And then he also wrote a trio for horn, violin, and piano, and one for clarinet, cello, and piano. So there are really those five trios, and I think it's safe to say this is the most popular or most famous of them. And it's probably, at a guess, because it's just full of beautiful tunes and lush harmonies. It's just what you would want from, we think of Brahms as being the late 19th century sort of romantic, and that's probably a little unfair to him in a way. I tend to think of him as more a romantic sort of spirit, emotionally romantic, but who used very classical molds and forms. Because, you know, here we were 5 minutes ago talking about Haydn trios, and the ensemble is the same, and in many ways the form is exactly the same when we get to Brahms. It's just that it's Brahms' late 19th century style that everybody seems to love. You know, a week ago we did the Brahms Clarinet Quintet, which is just one of the great pieces, and this one is too. It's a lovely piece, and everybody, it's equal opportunity for the violin, cello, and piano. We all get the beautiful tunes. We all get a chance at the virtuosity, and it's a lot of fun to play, and audiences tend to like it. I mean, there's almost nothing by Brahms one wouldn't like. But anyway, this is a real both performer and crowd pleaser, I think.
And all the concerts are free. Let's talk a little bit about that. Why are they free, and what are the benefits to them being free?
Well, primarily, I think they're free so that we don't have money or a ticket that one has to purchase standing in the way of people who might love music and want to come to a concert. I mean, again, at the risk of sounding Pollyanna, one can, you know, if we even charge, say, $15 a ticket or something like that, very few people would be able to attend all six concerts, let alone bring their family to all six concerts. And so what we decided to do was see if we can keep them free, so particularly so that families who may have children who study either privately or, you know, over at the Suzuki School or any of these places, because lots of people do, and lots, especially if you have parents who are inclined to go to a concert, it's very likely their children might be studying an instrument, and you want them to be able to come. And then we ask for, we beg for donations, and that has always worked out quite well. And I think that if you sort of added it all up, we may make out as well or better with donations as we would with charging people. And this way, people who are, you know, who have the money and are motivated to give us a little donation, they get a tax write-off. And I think everybody's happy.
Let's go ahead and listen to that piano trio from Brahms, which you'll be able to hear live tonight in the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall in the Fine Arts Building on the University of Arkansas campus. The concert is at 7:30 p.m. and it's free.